we are building a better Zambia. Is a proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
The Information and Communications University.
The Evening Main News Bulletin is brought to you by the Information and Communications University, ICU. Delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio, the headlines. Minister praises Child Fund, Transit for pumping 3 million into education. Mwansa Wombwe anticipates bumper harvest for 2025-2026 farming season. And immigration chief at center of Trump's crackdown set to leave Minneapolis. In sports news, Francis Kasonde blames poor pitch for Dow Power Rivers clash. With the news in detail, I am Alex Sianga. The Zambia Meteorology Agency, ZMA, has warned businesses, fuel stations and manufacturers against cheating customers through underweight products and fault measuring instrument, saying the agents will not hesitate to take action. ZMA Executive Director Humphrey Kombeni says the agents recorded strong performance last year and intensified inspections to protect customers from being shortcharged. Mr. Kombeni has explained that ZMA is responsible for making sure that advanced med scales, fuel pumps, measuring equipment and packaged products are accurate and reliable so that people get exactly what they are paying for. He has revealed that in 2025, the agents checked 76,961 measuring instruments across the country, beating its target and ensuring that businesses were using the correct instrument. Minister of Finance and National Planning, Stumbeko Musokotwani, has announced that the government will engage investigative wings to establish the whereabouts of the funds that were allocated for the construction of Tumpa University in Northern Province. Speaking after inspecting the proposed site in Lukansha constituency of Kasama district, the minister expressed shock at the lack of progress on the project, noting that only a small hole had been constructed despite the significance of the institution. The Tumpa University project was instituted in 2017 under the previous administration and was expected to be a major public university set on 400 hectares of land. However, the project stalled in 2018, raising concerns over the use of public funds. Dr. Musokotwani says investigations will determine how much was displaced and which contractors were engaged, adding that it was disappointing for leaders entrusted with rural development to allegedly misappropriate resources. Meanwhile, a local resident, Joseph Mumbi, has called for full transparency, urging that the previous administration to clearly explain what happened to the funds that were meant for the construction of the university. The United Party for National Development, UPND, has urged political leaders and the public to retrain from politicizing government's crackdown on illegal mining in Mufumbwe and other parts of the country, describing the fight as the matter of national interest. Speaking on behalf of the party, UPND Deputy Media Director Sikwandi Stula says government's actions are driven by the need to protect Zambia's sovereignty, natural resources and national security. He emphasized that President Hichilema supports citizens' participation in mining activities provided they are conducted legally and within the structured framework that safeguards lives and the environment. Mr. Stula says illegal mining poses a serious threat to Zambia's economic stability, environmental sustainability and security as it undermines lawful investment and exposes citizens to unsafe working conditions. He noted that main illegal operations benefit foreign nations and in some cases are linked to armed groups and international criminal networks. Democratic Union DU President Akim Anton Njovu has accused the government of failing to address the illegal mining in the country, saying President Hichilema Mwanza's administration should take responsibility for the situation. Mr. Njovu says the Zambia Army Commander, Lieutenant General Godfrey Zieli, should not be blamed alone for his controversial remarks on illegal mining in Mwasabombwe, urging that accountability rests with all the entire government. His comments came within public outrage over the statement, which Defense Minister Ambrose Lufuma later clarified was misused and was meant to refer to the removal of illegal miners, not harm. Mr. Njovu says while the intentions of the defense force may have been good, threats alone will not resolve illegal mining. He warned that without lasting solutions, Zambia risks continued suffering as foreign nations may end up dominating mining activities at the expense of local communities.
As president of the Democratic Union, I urge the government to find better ways of empowering local miners instead of extermination. Government should be blamed for illegal mining activities in the country because President Hakainde Hichilema's administration has failed to address concerns in the mining sector. They made quite a lot of promises to the illegal miners when they were still in opposition, which they have failed to address today. And the Zambia Army Commander cannot entirely be blamed over his extermination statement on illegal mining. Government as a whole should be held accountable. Instead of issuing threats like the Army Commander did, we should focus on addressing illegal mining activities with permanent solutions. Though the intention by the Army might be good, my worry is that Zambians will continue suffering as we are likely to see foreigners being engaged to conduct mining activities in those areas at the expense of local people. Zambians have the capacity to run these mines and get the benefits, so I fail to understand government's appetite for wanting foreigners to get our resources while our people remain suffering.
Central Province Minister Mawashiki Nkulukusa has healed Child Fund and the Trend Search Foundation for injecting over 3 million kwacha into supporting free education through infrastructure development at Katete Primary School in Chibombo District, Central Province. Mr. Nkulukusa emphasized that the decision to implement free education by government was made at a time when it was politically unpopular. The minister noted that Zambia's free education model has drawn attention from across the continent, with delegations from other African countries visiting to learn from its implementation. Mr. Nkulukusa cited a local example where pupils' numbers rose from 500 to over 1,500 at Katete Primary School, thanks in part of the contribution of the Trend Search Foundation.
This government, when it was not fashionable to introduce free education, decided to take that route because we were 100% sure it is the right way to go for the country. And many of our competitors in the political realm questioned us, where will you get money to make sure that you help schools and do everything? But we knew that the country was wasting a lot of resources somewhere. It was just a matter of prioritization. We have remained as a good example, as a benchmark for many countries in Africa. Many countries, more especially in the Southeast region and from East Africa, are coming. We are receiving members of parliament, ministers, to come and benchmark on free education. We have brought back 2.5 million learners back into school.
Speaking at the same event, Child Fund Zambia Country Director Victor Koi paid tribute to Mr. and Mrs. Urichi Akiman of the Trend Search Foundation for supporting the construction of a 1x3 classrooms block and a 1x6 ablution block. Mr. Koi says the development will directly benefit 311 learners, 162 boys and 149 girls, and is expected to positively impact an estimated 18,000 people across 25 surrounding villages.
Today's event marks the official commencement of a construction of a 1x3 classroom block and a 1x6 ablution block at Katete Secondary School. This project has a total investment of 3 million 27,723 kwacha. This project will directly benefit